What's good, my loves? It's your girl Terry J, doing it my way here on Indigo Flow, where we pretty much say what your spirit is thinking, period. And as always, I want to express my deep gratitude for your presence here with me for this time, and also for your presence here in this universe in general. I love you for exactly who you are right now in this moment, and I support you in your life journey to being great. Welcome.
Indigo, indigo, indigo flow.
There are no flaws in my creation, for I am the image of God. There are no flaws in my creation, for I am the image of God. There are no flaws in my creation, for I am the image of God. There are no flaws in my creation, for I am the image of God. There are no flaws in my creation, for I am the image of God. There are no flaws in my creation, for I am the image of God.
I am beautiful.
There are no flaws in my creation.
I am beautiful.
For I am the image of God. There are no flaws in my creation.
I am beautiful.
For I am the image of God. In my creation,
I am beautiful.
For I am the image of God.
Beautifully and wonderfully created.
There are no flaws in my creation.
I am beautiful.
For I am the image of God.
Beautifully and wonderfully created.
Beautiful. So tonight we are going to talk about standards. What do they mean? What do they look like? How serious should we take them? But first, the message from God, very, very simple. Trust me. Just trust me. In a very, very relentless, unconditional way, just trust me. There has been a call, like with all of my life coaching sessions, like everybody who I'm like attracted to, we are really just in this strict place of being very, very protective of our energy. Being more serious about like knowing that there is no more people just being here by association, or, you know, there is no more, oh, this is just kind of a this, or this is just kind of a that. You're either here on purpose, with a purpose, in line with my purpose, or you should probably like not be here, or I should not be there, whatever the case may be. So there's a true call for the reevaluation, because we understand that for some people it's been the past few months, for some people it's been the past few years, there has been an ascension going on, and a very dramatic one at that. So in ascension, you know, we make it so cliche, you know, when you go to going to the top
Everybody can't go with you, but literally, like, there is this sense of cleaning up shop that spirit is doing at this time, and it's because we are really settling into that space of harvest, like harvest time, switching into the right cycles now, and being able to live and actually receive that abundant life that we know is available to us. But it really is, you know, more than a small notion to understand what it takes to get truly aligned with that so that you can begin to actually see that manifest in your life. So one of the biggest things that is going to help us do that, and there's so many different ways that, you know, we all may resonate with something different, but standards, core values, right? Standards are core values. Standards are things we should never compromise, should never jeopardize, none of the above. We should never put it in danger. It is the absolute, like, if I don't know anything else, I know this. I know these things, okay? So tonight we're going to treat standard like an acronym, okay? And we're going to give a word or phrase for each letter to help us remember, you know, how do we create our standards? Like, you know, what is the backing factors? What do we truly believe? And these are the things that are going to cause us to really question that in a healthy way and reevaluate so that we can, you know, uphold that standard again. Because I cannot stress enough, you know, the way spirit is bearing it down on me is that it's just not optional. It's not optional this time around. It's literally going to, you know, mean success, or I don't want to say failure, you know, or another hard, you know, year of, or however many years of karmic lessons that you're going to have to learn. But you really can sidetrack a lot of that this time around, you know, starting with things as such, okay? So standards, the first letter is S. You should always know the sentiments of your heart. The sentiments of your heart are the things that, you know, make you feel like life is worth living, worth getting up every day. You know, the understanding, the true understanding, you know, that you have with God concerning, you know, what makes you emotional, what makes you cry, you know, to the point to where it's like, I know this is why I'm here. This is what I need to do, you know, those things. We don't discount those things. We don't make them smaller than what they are, because the sentiments of your heart, that is where your value lies, or where your treasure is. That's, you know, that true connection to God. So it's like you have to honor the desires that come from your heart always. Your standards should be rooted in what your heart needs. What your heart needs, okay? Second letter, T. It should always be rooted in truth, in your truth. And let me be specific about your truth, okay? Because people do not understand that there is no, there is no general understanding. There is no generalizing truth. Truth looks different to everybody. It feels different to everybody, you know? And there's no standard or scale by which we can measure to say if it's right or wrong. Because, you know, there's so many different ways. So at this point, you have to understand that, make peace with that, and understand when things come to oppose it, because it's going to happen. And sometimes it may not even be necessarily an opposition, more or less than a question, when people just want to understand why you feel the way you feel, you know. Be proud about what your truth is. Speak that. Be forward about it. You know? And understand that, yes, this is right because it's right for me. is what feels right for me. And I respect you in whatever your truth is and what feels right for you. I'll never oppose that. Never, ever. I never challenge it in an unhealthy way. So we don't allow people to do that to us. We stand firm in our truth, and that's what we base our standard on. And even the standard, not just that you say for yourself, okay, I'm always going to do this or be this. But when it comes down to choosing who you're going to allow into your space, I'm not going to deal with anybody who's not honest. If I know that you're not, you know, honest with yourself, you're not honest with other people, if you're, you know, just not an honest person, then that's kind of like a level of expectancy I can never give to you. Because that is your truth right now, that you're just not, you're not going to be honest about whatever's going on. And that's cool. You still got to learn and do what you got to do. But as far as me and my space, we kind of got to be a little sure here. And surety looks like standing on your truth always and understanding that we're going to respect it, okay? So the letter A, the next letter, alignment. Your standards should always be rooted in what makes you feel aligned, the most aligned. Whether that's energies, whether that's physical, tangible things that you actually need, desire, want, whatever it is for you. For me, I'll be honest, over the past couple months, I have been called to get up at 5 a.m. every day. Now, there was a space and time before where I had done this, you know, and it was very, very intentional. I changed, it was a lifestyle change. I changed the way I was eating, you know, working out, getting up at a certain time, praying, talking to God, meditating, all of that. But it's kind of like one of those things when you're so, you know, still kind of dragged down by that karmic cycle and everything. It's hard to, well, it's easy to fall out of it and hard to get back into it. But I'll never deny, no matter how hard it was to get back into it, I'll never deny the results of that time and space. How intimate I was with God, how in tune with myself I was, how, you know, focused in I was on what was really important during those times. And there was nothing else I did differently but give that time and space to myself every single day, which most days was optional because I had all of these other things that I was telling myself were more important and I was prioritizing. It wasn't that they actually were, but this is what I was telling myself for whatever reason. But at the times where I took that time every morning to get up, right now, I don't use fancy planners anymore because they just end up being fancy planners, not used. I handwrite my schedule every single day. I put it in sheet protectors. I'm still a teacher at heart, you know, and I hold myself accountable each and every day to go through and check off and do everything that I said that I was going to do. I make my list every night, my schedule, and I schedule my day based off of what I need. I listen. I literally listen to my spirit. It's not just like what needs to get done. No. What do I need? How does my day need to go? And if there are some days, I know I'll hear my subconscious say, take it easy. And that's exactly what I do. I still get up at 5 a.m. I honor that time. I literally pray, meditate. I do my yoga, my working out to just get my physical energies together. Or if it's a day where I take it easy, instead of doing my yoga, I sit down and I shuffle my cards and I do my shadow work. Whatever it is, I dedicate that time to myself, get in the shower, you know, and I might get back in my pajamas and go back to sleep. And that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is absolutely fine. But whatever I do, I am honoring what makes me feel aligned. And we all know, like, it may be kind of put in a negative light that we change so often. Oh, women are moody, women are this and this. But no, it's not that. We are emotional creatures. We change with the astros. We change with the energy of the earth. Literally, we're connected to that. So sometimes we cannot help. We literally cannot. help how our emotions sometimes are pulled and our energies to what's going on in these realms, in the 5D. So in each stage, each day, in each phase, whatever is going on, just like now it's a full moon going on. So if there's been any just craziness in your area or just strange calmness, the opposite, like these polar opposite ends of emotions, it's the moon cycle. And you may not necessarily believe in that, but understand that no matter what you believe in, you're affected by it because it's energetic. It's energetic. Things that we cannot control, God designed it that way. So in each stage, depending on how intense it is, in this area, that area, getting in alignment may look different for you. I want you to know that it's okay if you have to lay around and if your house gets an absolute mess sometimes because you're just really trying to, like, it's okay. You're not lazy. You are not, like, inadequate. You are none of those things. You are literally getting through. And your discernment is always going to tell you and let you know, okay, girl, now it's time to get up. Because you, all of a sudden, what happens? You have that day, you wake up, and it's like, I feel like it today. And you clean the house from top to bottom like nothing ever happened. But whatever you needed to do before you tapped into that strength was necessary for your alignment. So whatever that looks like, that is your standard. When it comes with, you know, co-inhabiting with other people, you have to understand. And, you know, I feel like it's up to you whether or not you want to explain, honestly. But it's okay to be honest about those things and be vocal about it to say, hey, like, this is just what I need right now. Like, you know, whether or not you understand it, accept it, I'm just letting you know that this is how I'm going to be. Don't expect anything differently. For now. And that's okay. Nobody has to say, oh, within this amount of time or days, I'm going to be. No, because you don't know that. But literally, each and every day, as we uphold this standard, whatever it feels like, whatever it looks like, let it be. Let it be. That is your alignment. That is what you need. Okay? So, the next letter is the letter N. And that stands for no compromising who I am. You talked about this before, and this is a heavy hitter. No compromising who you are in any situation. And do not allow people into your life that want you to do that, that ask you to do that. I want y'all to really, like, grasp this concept. Think about the people in your life who are truly, like, without a doubt, no questions asked, this is my friend. This is somebody who truly loves me, cares about me, like, they have my best interest at heart. When you think about that person, nothing about what they give you threatens who you are. You know, nothing about who you are threatens who they are. There's just this natural Zen, yin, yang, you know, just energy that y'all flow in. I want you to know that whatever that energy is, the mandate for all energies in your life. So if you're dealing with something that is challenging you, challenging who you are, or trying to, you know, put you in a place to where you're challenging yourself, because that narcissistic nature for sure will do that. Instead of being very direct with you, it'll make it seem like it's you. Like, they'll work their little mind magic on you and make it seem like it's all you. And before you know it, you're in the frenzy, just rabbit hole and questioning. But no, I want you to understand that anything, anybody that makes you feel that way, when I say no compromising who you are, that's what I'm speaking about. That's who I'm speaking about. Those people. Because nothing about what's meant to be in my life is challenging. You know what I'm saying, y'all? Like, we're coming out of the challenging phases of releasing what's not, you know, what's not serving us. And yes, that was challenging because a lot of those things were just habitual. But when you understand the greater good and understand why you're doing what you're doing, why you're asked to be, you know, asked to release what you're asked to release, then it's like your the spirit part of you is like, oh, that's easy, because that feels like freedom. That's what set us into this awakening from the beginning, because there was this urge. There's your spirit always that has been, you know, present for this. But we just have to get our physical person to align with it. And sometimes that can be challenging. But now here we are. We have done it. Hand clap to everybody. You have done it. Okay? But where we are now, we have done so much that we cannot jeopardize that. Can't compromise it for anything, anybody. And be aware of who is trying to ask you to do so. Because this is a person who is now trying to break your standard and not upholding that same standard, which we are mirroring, right? So none of that. No dimming your light. No being lesser. No silencing yourself. None of that. None of it. It is a standard. Speak what you feel. Do what you need to do. Be who you are. And you are a mother freaking star. Period. Like, no questions asked. You are a queen. And what happens when a queen speaks? Everybody else gets quiet. Not you. Not the other way around. Okay? So no compromising that. The letter D. Direct communication. Be assertive. Oh, and that was my next letter, assertive authority for letter A. I guess they go hand in hand. Be direct about everything that you have to say. Be direct. And especially during this time, again, God, the universe, everybody is watching, and they are reflecting back to you what you give it in every way. So until you pull in and really attract these relationships that you need, you have to be strict on what you are showing the universe, because right now it's in creation mode. So if you're still passive aggressive, I don't want to make this person mad, or I don't want to say this, you're going to keep attracting those narcissistic energies who are going to feed on that. No, we cannot. Your tolerance has to be very, very strict. Your standard has to be very, very high. Very high. And don't worry about who can't reach it. Great, they're not for you. Like, we're not worried about them. If they cannot afford it, honey, I can't help you. I'm not even here to give you other options. It's not my business. You're not my business. But what I am trying to attract are people who understand this naturally, where I don't have to go through this spiel, where I don't have to sit here and just be like, well, I think a good friend should do this and do this. No. Has anybody ever had to explain that to you? Probably not. If you resonate with me and you are my tribe, no. These are things that come very naturally to us. And we probably all have had to learn the hard way at some point in time that everybody doesn't think like this. Everybody doesn't move like this. Like, I'm talking about, I'm literally in a few days about to turn 30. But we're talking like 23 before I realized for real. Not even like 25, actually. Before I really had the understanding of like, oh, so y'all are really not. I'm like seeing it from different angles. Like, so you're not really, we're not looking at the same thing. Like, we're not seeing it the same way. Some people are just moving from a different place. But again, if you resonate with me, we are people who always move from a pure place in our hearts. And we have been deemed green for that. We have been deemed, you know, you're just so vulnerable. You're just so this and just so, you know, you're easily gotten over on. But it's like, no, I'll never apologize for not thinking like a criminal. Like, why do you? I never see anybody and I'm like, let me see how I can get over on them. Let me see how I can lie to them. That's not my thought process ever. Like, even for people who have done it to me, my only thought process is like, disconnect from that energy. We just gonna be done with it. And honestly, it's because I understand that God getting the lick back is way better than me. But it's like I'm really not built for that. The only time I go to that space is if I'm like in self-defense mode and I gotta protect myself. But other than that, just meeting people and just being that person, I have never understood it. And it blew my mind to understand that people were so justified in moving like that. So when I saw that, I understood, like, everybody doesn't think like me. Everybody doesn't. So with that being the case, we have to understand and be direct about why we're here. Walking in rooms, damn near like energy is like, let me tell y'all, I'm not here for the bullshit. Like, we're coming in peace, love, light. And that's it. And anything else is not, you know, here for that. You can't even come close to me. My aura is like Fruit Ninja. No, we're not doing it. And if it ever does come to the place where you're facing these bold energies, because they will still try it, that's when you have to be direct. This is my standard. I'm not going to passive aggressively, bypass any. Let me take every opportunity I can to put my truth into the atmosphere. So you, all your friends and family, the universe, everybody knows why I'm here and what I need in my life, okay? So D, direct communication, A, assertive authority. The letter R, respect. Respect. And this respect, this sense of respect is heavily on respecting that everybody is entitled to have their opinion. And also respecting that you are not entitled to accept their opinions. Like, just like my DNA is my DNA, your DNA is yours. It's the same thing with opinions. Like, I could speak it all day. I could share it with you. You know, I could give you this. I could give you that. But you don't have to accept that. It's not mandatory. It's absolutely not mandatory for you to accept it. And honestly, it has nothing to do with you. Like, or it has nothing to do with me. If I give you the permission and the space to do so, then cool. Like, I kind of open up my understanding to it. But other than that, honey, it literally has nothing to do with me, what your thought process is. I don't care if you have a whole rundown of everything that you've watched me do from here to here, and this is what you thought I should have, and doesn't have anything to do with me. So we need to put this very, very strong boundary up, because here's the thing. And from a spiritual point of view, y'all, just like your words have power, so do others. How do you think we end up, you know, tagged with so much childhood trauma and things, you know, accepting all of these truths that don't belong to us? Because at some point in time in life, there was somebody who was literally working against, I'm not even gonna say somebody, but the spirit within that person was working against, you know, the parts of us that were created to help us fulfill our purpose. It was working against that. And that's why sometimes we struggle so hard with getting acquainted with our gifts and understanding our purpose, because we are literally battling. We are battling with all of these truths that somebody told us, you're not going to be good enough. You can't. You won't. Whatever that negativity was that was opposing the actual truth. It's like, that's where that internal battle comes from. We have our actual truth, and then we have this truth that somebody else told us that we just held on to. And it's like polar opposites, and you are just struggling to hold on to both. And it's not necessary. So that's why we have to be so careful, because even though consciously we may be in a place to kind of defend ourselves when, you know, people say certain things, subconsciously though, that's a baby that we really gotta protect. That's when we can't even, you know how like some people, I ain't, because it wasn't for everybody, but some households, parents didn't believe in fighting in front of the kids. Like, you don't argue in front of your kids. You protect them from that. That's not theirs. So that's kind of like with your subconscious. Like, when you know somebody is coming with some raggedy-ass energy and they just want to speak some negativity over you or plant some fear into your life, sometimes you can't even answer the phone. I don't care who it is. I'm gonna be real with y'all. My mama is one of those people. And sometimes I see that text or my phone. No, ma'am, not today. I don't have it for you. Because I know whatever you're coming with is some kind of this or that. So in this season, as we're being strict, when you know, don't even let it in. Don't even talk to it. Don't even talk to that spirit. Don't let that power be relinquished over your dreams, your thoughts, your energy. Just you. Don't let it in. So we're going to have this sense of respect when it comes down to our standards to say, I respect you for what you feel. You're going to have to respect me for what I feel. And we're either going to agree and be on the same page, or we're going to agree to disagree and move forward. Either way. Okay? So the last letter, D, discernment. We have to root our standards in discernment. And that is actually going to be your journal prompt for tonight. That is to learn how to listen to your discernment, okay? And how we're going to do that is we're going to ask the question that says, what do we need to believe? What do we need to believe? And as you ask that question, I really want you to just sit with yourself, okay? Do this at a time where you have absolute stillness around you, a time where you can really set aside for just you, to focus on you, to listen to you, okay? And for some of you guys, it may be a little bit easier because you have some experience with, like, meditation and, you know, really talking to spirit in that way. But if you don't, here's how you understand, like, your voice of discernment. You know how, like, when you ask yourself, like, should I do this? And there's always this first thought that comes to your mind. And then immediately we are trained to disprove it. Everything in the world is always trying to disprove it. Show me this, show me this. So we're learned, that's a trained behavior, a learned behavior. So we immediately start dissecting the thought, breaking it down, figuring out ways, pros, cons, why, how could it break down, and that's what we're trying to get rid of. So for this exercise, listen to your first thought and do a free write. Some of you may write it out in paragraphs. You may flow a little bit better that way. Some of you may get your thoughts out a little better if you write it in lists. Because sometimes if you are a thinker, maybe an air sign, your thoughts sometimes are kind of like boom, 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 like squirrel. Like it could be scattered. So me, I do better when I write lists under my journal prompts. Sometimes it flows a little bit better in, you know, just as a free paragraph. But for things like this, I need lists, because sometimes my subconscious has a lot to say because I have been silencing her or drowning her out with other thoughts, you know. So I want you to take the time to talk to your discernment and ask that question. What do we need to believe? And this is going to be, even though this is the last letter of the acronym standard, this is literally, I guess you look at it as the bottom. This is going to be the beginning seed of understanding the rest of these, you know, these points and what you need to do and how it needs to look, okay? But getting in tune with that discernment to say, what do I need to believe? What do I need to believe? And let your truths speak for themselves. And from there, as you understand your truths more, apply it to every part of this acronym. You know who you are, it's easier for you not to compromise that. When you know your truth, it's easier for you to stand on that and speak it. Okay? So, that is all I have. Does anybody have any questions about anything? Did anybody miss a letter? All right. Cool beans, cool beans. All right, so the ending thought for tonight is be your own damn guru. Please and thank you.